Welcome to the Healthy Vibes Podcast. I'm Kelly Renato, a mom of two with a passion for helping you live well and have the courage to show up for yourself and your family. My goal each week is to give you a quick dose of courage and empower you to pause more, slow down, and not feel pressured or distracted by this world, and to remember that you always have a choice. I'm so grateful you're here. Let's get started. Hey there, welcome to the Healthy Vibes Podcast. I'm Kelly Renato. Thank you so much for joining me today for a bit of encouragement. Today I want to talk about getting back up, and this is a theme I feel like I've talked about several times this year already, and I'm planning to probably talk about it a lot more because I feel that this is a huge part of life and achieving whatever it is we're going after. Just becoming better at whatever we're trying to get better at, all of it, our relationships, our goals, our job, our whatever it is we're chasing, we have to be able to get back up. And I find at this time of the year, any time of the year really, but you know, we fall off whatever it was maybe as the year started. You know, in a new year, we all get excited about making this change or that change or this goal or that resolution. But it's so easy to get off track. And a lot of times, yes, it's us. We got to make the choices, but there's so many distractions. And the enemy works hard. Like when you're trying to better yourself, when you're trying to chase something good, get healthier, chase a dream, improve a relationship, whatever it is you're trying. When you're trying to better yourself, the enemy will come at you hard, and they will. And you have to pay attention to this. This is where I say my message today is to truly start paying attention and realizing the things you're feeling, the distractions, the things that are knocking you off, keeping you down, making you want to give up. It's the enemy, and you have to fight back. And every time we fight back, we get stronger, we get more confident, we get farther along in whatever we are chasing. And I emailed this in my newsletter recently, and if you're not on my email list, please go to my website, kellyrenato.com, and sign up. Every Sunday, once a week, I send encouragement, something that's helping me, hurting me, that I've learned, that I'm going through, a tip. I do not email every day. I email once a week, rarely more than that. But it really is into my life and what's going on and what I'm seeing, and I want to share it. That's really everything I do, is that I want to share with you what I'm learning, because I am trying to, I just want to chase a better life. And I find every time I go after something new, it comes at you in all directions. And we think it's us. So that's why we back out, or that's why we give up, or we want to, you know, back down, we get knocked down. But all of these things that you are feeling, it's the enemy. And this is what I want you to think about this week, because sometimes I think we don't even realize that it is the enemy working on us. So if you're feeling, so whatever it is you're chasing. So for me this year, like, I really want to get uncomfortable. I want to challenge myself in new ways, try new things. I want to get closer to God, get in my Bible more. I want to challenge myself in everything, the professional arena, my health, my workouts, my relationships. But this is what happens. Whenever we try to improve ourselves, we get doubt. Doubt's a big one. And it's just, then we just think it's us. Like, we question ourselves. Are we even capable? Oh, I can't do that. And you hear it. I hear it in everyone that's close to me. The words come out of your mouth. That's not going to work out for me. I can't do that. No way. That's impossible. I'm not strong enough for that. I'm too old for that. All of that's the enemy, because you probably can do it, but it's hard. It's not always easy. It's called pushing forward and doing it. Consistency is what will kill the enemy. Consistently showing up for yourself. Discouragement. That's another one. You just get discouraged because nothing's working out. It's taking too long. You tried to start working out, but your foot's bothering you. You're feeling too tight. You're too sore. You can't find the time. It's getting in your way. Whatever it is, now you're discouraged and you just give up. I want you to get back up and get back into your workout tomorrow and push yourself. Do something you've never done before. Do something new. Just go 10 more minutes on your walk. Start adding strength training. Do something different. Ride a bike rather than walk. Do a little bit of jogging. Whatever it is, push yourself. And that pushes past what you're feeling. Maybe you're trying to step into new arenas in the professional world and you feel like you don't belong. You don't feel like you're confident in yourself, and that's the enemy. Wherever you want to step into, you can do it if you just show up for yourself. Get to know people. Learn what you need to learn. What do you need to work on? Whatever it is, show up for yourself and don't just stop. Figure out how you get into what you're trying to get into. Meet people. Reach out to people. Do that big ask. Every week I try to do a big ask, whether I reach out to someone that doesn't even know me to get on the podcast, whether I put something out there in my email list that maybe is something new that I'm doing or trying. Why not? Yes, you're always going to have naysayers in your life, which is my next one, which is also the enemy. You're always going to have a naysayer. They might live in your house. They might be someone in your family. They might be a good friend. There's plenty of naysayers out there on the social media online world, out in the world. But you cannot let someone that's speaking negativity and doubt to you control your actions in your life and what you go after. Like, you have to either just ignore them, which I know is hard. You have to believe in yourself more. If you can avoid them, avoid them. If they're right there in your life all the time. So sometimes I have people in my life that have questioned what I've done along the way, and I've learned just not to share my dreams with them. I don't, because they always had something negative to say, or, oh, that's crazy. I wouldn't do that. You whatever it is. And if it's someone right there in front of you, be honest and tell them. Maybe they're just questioning themselves of what they want to do. You know, push them to go after their goals and maybe they'll start supporting you in yours. But either way, don't step out in something you want. You know, don't hold back if there's something you want just because someone's trying to speak negativity into you. The person that matters most is God. And every time I feel doubt, discouragement, uncertainty, I go to Him. I talk to Him. I say, is this my path? Help me see my path. Help me try this path. If this isn't the way I'm supposed to go, show me. Please show me in a way to turn me around. But usually, if it's hard, the enemy's showing up, if it's something I really deep down, it keeps showing up in my heart, in my mind, in my soul, like this is, I feel like I want it, but I keep getting pushed back. I feel like it is my calling. I am supposed to step out. And no matter what happens, even if whatever I'm stepping into doesn't work out, I know it makes me a better person, a more confident person, a stronger person, a bolder person, a more courageous person. So even if whatever I'm going for doesn't work out, the journey, the process makes me a better person. So don't let naysayers push you down. Don't have any of these feelings hold you back. You might be challenged by whoever is like a supposed to be a leader or a mentor in your life. Maybe it's a boss, a teacher, a coach. Maybe they're not believing in you. And I see this all the time, especially with my kids, whether it's a teacher, a coach, someone that's in a position that you would hope would be rooting for them, pushing. Because it's hard to be a teenager these days. They got so much coming at them. So much. And we as parents, or even if it's, you know, a friend of yours' kid, speak life into them, speak life into your kids, you know, your niece, your nephew, whatever it is, because life is pushing back at them. Teachers are pushing back at them. And I'm not saying all, my kids have had great teachers in their life, but you're going to have teachers and coaches that might not be your biggest fan. They might try to make you feel like you're not going to succeed at whatever it is you're chasing. Do not let them hold you back. But we, the what we can control. There's a lot of things you can't control, but we can control speaking life. Speak life into yourself. Speak life into people around you. I've noticed even if people around me, people that I love, are feeling negative or speaking, you know, doubt or whatever over them, if I just keep speaking life, that's all we can do over and over and over. Be the person that speaks life into them, because every single one of us needs someone to speak life into us. So be that person and speak life into yourself. And I always hear this, and it's such a good tip. I've heard it from, I can't even think, over the years. Don't listen to yourself, talk to yourself, because it's so easy for the voices in our head to be negative, 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 negative. And you don't even realize it's happening. That's the thing. It's like an autopilot. You don't even realize it's happening. So rather than listen to yourself, speak to yourself. And whatever it is, when you start feeling a little, every time I feel that hesitation or I can start hearing the voices spinning, I just change them and I start talking. Even if I'm alone, I talk out loud. You got this. You can do this. You are capable. Whatever it is, speak life to yourself. Speak life to others. Because when you speak life to others, you will rise too. You will. Because it's just, it's the energy. It's your heart, your mind, everything. Every time you speak or think or put out in the world good stuff, you will rise too. So just keep speaking life. And a few other obvious ones that is the enemy. And I say obvious, fear, I think, and anxiety are big ones. But I do think sometimes these become so common in our day to day, you don't even realize the fear and anxiety is just holding you back. And it's a real thing. I know it's a real thing. And I know sometimes we need more help than just, you know, shifting choices. But I do believe right now you have the choice. You can take ownership and be responsible for your choices and what you do for yourself. So whatever you're feeling today, first go to God, start praying, start talking, start asking. I was feeling some fear and anxiety and sadness for one of my kids this morning, and I was letting it take over. I was letting it take over how I was feeling, and I just shifted it. And I was like, you know what? There's so much bigger than what I'm feeling. And I just went to God and I asked God to speak life over my kids. I asked God to help my kid grow however they're supposed to grow and change and learn in this season. So go to God first. And after that, make the best choices you can today, whether it's go for a walk, take deep breaths, get outside in the sunshine, the nature, read affirmations, read a devotion, get in your Bible, go speak life to someone, encourage someone, take an action to go after your dream, whatever it is, make 5 to 10 choices, write them down, good choices, because every good choice you make lifts you up just a little bit more, just a little bit more. But I want you to pay attention to where the enemy is working on you. Because a lot of the stories that we make up in our head are just that, made up stories. And it's crazy the stories we can make up in our head. And you'll be making a story up about what someone thinks of you, what your boss is thinking of you. And it might not even be true. So whatever story you're making up in your head today, I want you to think about it. Is it really a true story? Do you really know that person, like, is upset with you or thinks this or doesn't believe in you or doesn't want you for the job or doesn't, you know, would think you're foolish if you reach out? You don't know that. So believe in yourself, believe the best, and go after whatever it is you're chasing. If you wanted to be healthier this year and you've gotten knocked off track by the enemy, by all these distractions, get back on. Any day, anytime, you can start again. Anytime. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what happened. Figure out what it is that knocked you off. Figure out how to get through it. If you're not sure, reach out to me. I would love to help you through. Email me. go to my website, kellyrenato.com. I would love to try and help you through whatever you feel is blocking you. Are you chasing a dream and you started questioning yourself? Maybe you got too many no's and you're like, oh, this must not be the case. But if it's still stirring in you, it's something you really want, I want you to believe in yourself. Be courageous. Get back up and try again. You might be one choice away from a yes. You never know. Have you been trying to spend more time in your Bible this year? And I bet you've got a lot of distractions on that one. That's easy, right? Just tell yourself, I'm going to go open it up for 10 minutes. Get back in there if that's what you want. Have you been wanting to get up earlier, but snoozing has been the case because you stayed up too late? Maybe you're just... Listen, when it comes to being tired, I feel like if you're raising kids at any stage of the game, if you have a job, if you have parents maybe you're taking care of, if you have a friend you're helping out, I don't care what you, if you're getting up every day and you have responsibilities, you're tired probably. It's life. So don't say I'm snoozing because I'm tired, because snoozing is going to make you more tired. Getting up 1 hour later than you're really wanting to get up is probably not going to make that much difference. So if it's the weekend and you told yourself I'm sleeping in, good for you, because we do need rest. I'm not saying we don't need rest. But don't blame, if your goal is to get up earlier every day and you're not just because you're tired, we're always tired when we get out of bed. We just have to get out of bed, like Mel Robbins says. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get up. Because snoozing definitely makes us more tired. So I'm here, I'm cheering you on, I'm rooting you on, and whatever it is that you are wanting, I want you to get back at it. Please get back at it. Don't let the enemy knock you down. Don't let all of the things that I just went through knock you down, because they're lies and you are capable of anything you want to go after. And every time, I want you to remember this, every time you go to chase something that's going to better yourself, improve your health, improve your relationships, get you closer to God, make a difference in the world, go after something your soul is chasing, your passion. Anytime you do that, the enemy is going to come at you. The distractions are going to fall from the sky. So be prepared, pay attention, and I want you to get back up and get back at it. This world needs you. And I want to watch you. Your friends want to see you. When you do these things, your bravery, your courage inspires others. So get back at it. And I thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. If anyone you know could use this message, please forward it to them. Please forward it to them. Let me know you listened. Reach out to me. Leave a review. I would love to hear from you. Please spread the word. Spread the podcast. Thank you for being here. And if you're not on my email list, go to kellyrenato.com and please sign up. I'd love to have you there too along the journey. Take care. Have the best week ever. And pay attention to those distractions. Don't let them get you this week. Take care.